Cape Talk, fabulous life.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and if you haven't made any plans yet for a romantic night out, we are here to help today. We've put together a roundup of some of the very special events and restaurant offerings that are on the menu this year, and hopefully this will give you a little bit of inspiration on how to spoil or perhaps impress that special someone. So we've got a little bit of everything from comedy to some outdoor movies, picnics, and then of course some special dinners. There's a long, long list. We are going to be posting it on the Facebook page, on our Twitter feed, on the Cape Talk website, etc. So if you don't manage to take down the details for the one that tickles your fancy, you will find it shared on those platforms after the show today. We are going to start, though, with the most romantic outdoor music event. It had a year off last year. We're delighted to say welcome back to Moonstruck, brought to you this year by Simply Asia. And I'm delighted to welcome Moonstruck's biggest fan in studio, our own Africa Milani. You love this event.
Absolutely love it. I was heartbroken last year when we were, in fact, I remember going down to Clifton Forth Beach around about the weekend we would actually host the Moonstruck, and thinking there's something wrong.
What is missing
are nearly 10,000 people who are reveling in some great, great music. Once again this year, we've got three acts.
Ooh.
Three amazing, I mean, the one band is returning, and you will love this band. Come down on the 17th of February. It's happening at Clifton Forth. The concert starts at 6 p.m. Don't arrive at 6, though. Get there 2 in the afternoon if you want to. Pack a lovely picnic basket. No glass, obviously. No alcohol. It is a beach after all. And really just stake your claim on the sand and make sure that you're going to be there to enjoy the wonderful concert. It's not only a free event, which is amazing, and it's a favorite of Cape Town's, but we're also supporting the incredible efforts of the National Sea Rescue Institute, which for me is actually just a double bonus. So you're having a wonderful night in some of the most beautiful beachfront in Cape Town. And while you're doing so, you're making a difference to the incredible work that is done by those volunteers of the NSRI.
Okay, I've already had the SMS asking, don't tease who are the bands. We're not going to tell you.
We are going to tell you. And let's explain to the listeners why. We are the only station that is allowed a concert on Clifton Forth Beach. And it's an agreement that we have with both the City of Cape Town as well as the Bungalows Association members who are obviously resident there, right? And because it's not a ticketed event, we cannot control the numbers of people who are going to go down. We can't stop people from accessing the beach because it's a public space. So as part of the agreement, we're not ever going to announce ahead of time who the acts are, because then it might result in a stampede.
Okay, fair enough. But we can tell you this much. It is worth coming.
It is so worth coming.
So please join us. It's Saturday the 17th of February. So not this weekend, but the following weekend. Clifton Forth Beach, absolutely free of charge. The final question is around access, Africa. I know, obviously, we know parking is limited in Clifton. How much did somebody pay for a parking bay the other day? It was well over R1 million. There is some parking available, but it's a good idea to try and use alternatives like your Ubers or your public transport system.
My City.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, there are two buses that go down that route. It's 108 and 109. They're both going to Hard Bay, and obviously would be returning from Hard Bay back to town. We will confirm if Amy perhaps can get that, what time the last bus is. But also on that evening, we'll certainly be making an announcement for those who are using the My City. The last bus you can expect at that time. If you are going to be driving to the area, you can use, for example, the Kemps Bay High Cricket Oval to park. There'll be shuttles that have been organized by our team that will take you to Clifton Forth Beach. So wherever you park, you will have access to a shuttle that will then basically bring you as close as possible to that. It's going to be a wonderful evening. The forecast at the moment, and we know this is Cape Town weather and things may change, is that you'll have a wonderful 24 degrees Celsius with partial sort of some clouds about, which will obviously keep things slightly cooler. And yes, we know there is no full moon on that day, but it is still Moonstruck.
It's still Moonstruck indeed. Africa Milani, look forward to seeing you there. I will certainly be there with my feet in the sand on Saturday, the 17th of February.
Cape Talk, fabulous life.
Right, it's not about falling in debt, remember that. It's about falling in love. And we'd like to start with a couple of suggestions on things that you can do either completely for free or at a very low cost. As we've mentioned, Moonstruck is completely free of charge. You also have the option of packing your own picnic basket and heading for any favorite venue in the city, including the company's gardens, for example. One suggestion is to go and spend your picnic evening at the Helderberg Nature Reserve. There is an entry fee, but the amount is only 20 Rand for adults and 10 Rand for students. students and pensioners. There's a cost of 10 rand per vehicle if you'd like to drive in. So if you're the outdoorsy type and you're looking for a lovely natural environment in which to enjoy your picnic, Helderberg Nature Reserve in Somerset West is the absolute serene destination for you. There is also a Guinea gift shop to explore while you're there. I know the place also has, by the way, a fantastic environmental education center that's worth visiting with the younger members of the family, perhaps not on Valentine's evening though. So that's the Helderberg Nature Reserve for those of you in the Somerset West area. For those of you a little closer into the central business district, why not head for something a little different at the V&A waterfront? Maybe you are planning a big proposal. These things happen on Valentine's Day. In fact, they've happened at Moonstruck before. But if you're wanting to propose, why not do it in the middle of the Diamond Museum at the V&A waterfront? The Szymanski Diamond Museum I'm talking about offers visitors insight into the South African diamond mining industry and also happens to house millions of rands worth of diamonds. You're there to look, not touch, but perhaps you'd like to take one of your own along and spring it on your unsuspecting partner while you are there. That is the Diamond Museum at the V&A waterfront. It's in the Clock Tower area and the entrance is 50 rand per person. One last suggestion, if you'd like to spoil your loved one with some beautiful flowers. We know that the cost of roses goes through the roof at this time of year, but you can pick your own at a cost of 10 rand per stem at the Chart Farm, which you'll find in Clarsons Road, just above Wynberg Park. If you've never been, it's worth discovering. It's a beautiful, quiet little corner of our city, hiding away in plain sight. And nothing says I love you like a bunch of freshly picked roses. So go along and choose your own. You can choose the color that your partner likes best at the Chart Farm. 10 rand a stem. Pick your own for Valentine's Day. Right, we have lots of venues in the city laying on special entertainment for the evening, and we're going to start with one which will tickle the fancy of the anti-Valentines. I know lots of you complain every year that it's all about commercialization, it's just a money-making racket, and you have no interest in celebrating Valentine's Day at all. Well, if you want to set aside all the gooiness, the place to be is the Cape Town Comedy Club for the anti-Valentines comedy show. And joining me on the line is Mel Jones, who is the MC for the evening. Great to have you with us, Mel. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Seth. Are you well?
I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
Great. Really, really excited about our anti-Valentine show because, you know, we've made the list of 8 anti-Valentine's Day activities in Cape Town in 2015, and then we decided to just carry it on. You know, I'm a single girl, and sometimes single people want stuff to do on Valentine's Day. You know, we want to go out with girls, and sometimes the guys want to go out, and I think this is the perfect opportunity because we've got a great lineup. Share a table, share the laughter, share the love. Because I know that some people do a lot of self-love for Valentine's Day. And so you can come out and you can laugh at yourself. And if you can't laugh at yourself, we will do it for you at the Cape Town Comedy Club.
I like the idea of self-love. Nothing wrong with that, Mel. Who's on the lineup for the show?
Well, we have, I'm going to be the MC for the evening. And then we have Latif Lovejoy, who's from the UK, UK-based comedian, coming out as the headline act for that evening. And then we have Sohail Issa, who is from Joburg, and one of our very favorites, Francois Van Us, who does comedy with a twist. He's got a little bit of a, he's got his guitar with him, and he's gonna serenade you, so you might feel just the slightest hint of love and Valentine's Day with him. I can't promise that it'll be too romantic, though, because a lot of us will be taking the mickey out of Valentine's Day. It is an anti-Valentine's Day show, after all. So a little bit of something for everyone on the evening. Loads and loads of fun.
Mel Jones, thanks for the update. Comedian and MC of the Anti-Valentine's Comedy Show happening on Wednesday, the 14th of Feb at the Cape Town Comedy Club, which you'll find in the V&A waterfront. The cost is 120 rand a head. You can book through CompuTicket, and it is strictly for the over 18s. Please visit capetowncomedy.com for more information.
Cape Talk, fabulous life.
Nothing says summer to me like an outdoor movie with the Galileo open air screenings. And this year they have, as always, laid on a special Valentine's Day screening for Valentine's Day. And in fact, it's a screening of Valentine's Day, the movie. Wenyu Solsona, lovely to chat to you again, founder of the Galileo Open Air Cinema. Tell us what you've got in store for Valentine's Day.
Hi, guys. Great to be here. Well, like every year, we head to Noordgedacht Wine Estate in Stellenbosch, which we have handpicked as our absolute personal favorite because it is truly the most romantic, beautiful place with all the wine estates that we have to choose from. But it is a wonderful place to spend a little bit of a romantic time. We love Valentine's. We love to make it romantic. So it'll be a standard Galilea show. If you've ever been to the Galilea, we have lots of food vendors. We have chairs and blankets that people put on this beautiful lawn in front of the screen. But we've added a lot of romantic touches to the evening as well. We'll have a live band playing a bit of everything, but just to get people in the mood. As you come in, you will get a welcome drink, so a choice of champagne or wine or Coke or drinks. We also give everybody a sweet treat as they come in, and lots of props all around the place, lots of hearts, lots of decorations. So it will honestly be a very romantic evening. And then, of course, when the sun comes down, the stars come out, and the movie the Valentine's Day is going to be playing. That starts at 8 o'clock, and the doors open at 5 o'clock. So there are a few hours there where you can just socialize and have a very good time with your loved one. And the venue is near Stellenbosch. Just make sure that one of you is going to be a designated driver there, or try and carpool with your friends. We don't have too many tickets left. They do sell out pretty fast. It's 225 Rand per person. It includes the entry, a chair, a blanket, the welcome drink, like I said, and your sweet treat, live band, as well as lots of games and little surprises that we have spread out throughout the venue.
Wenyu Solsona, thanks for the update. Founder there of the Galileo Open Air Cinema. If you've not been to a Galileo Open Air screening, you are missing out on one of the funnest things to do in Cape Town during summer. So why not make it a special Valentine's Day evening with this movie, Valentine's Day, which stars Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, and Bradley Cooper. Now, every restaurant worth its salt is doing something special for Valentine's Day this year, and we're going to be posting a big variety on our Facebook page and website, including details of what's happening at Grand Provence, at Oda Wellington Restaurant, as well as at the Red Table at Niederburg. For now, though, I'd like to tell you about something that I think sounds like a little bit different and a bit fun, as well as being nice and affordable for those who don't want to splurge too much on their Valentine's Day evening. And that is a wine and popcorn tasting. Ilana Stradom joins me on the line, marketing manager of Stellenbosch Hills. Ilana, what an unusual combination, gourmet combo and wine. What was the inspiration for that combination?
Yes, good afternoon, Papa. Thanks for having us. We at Stellenbosch Hills decided we want to create the perfect couple for Valentine's Day. And we just thought Porca dry wine and popcorn sounds amazing. And we teamed up with Guzzle and Wolf from Somerset West. They are the popcorn maestros. Asked them for some samples of the different flavors. And then we came up with a fabulous pairing of four wines with a variety of four different flavors of popcorn.
So this is not just any popcorn. There is banana coated popcorn to go with the Sauvignon Blanc. There is salted caramel popcorn with the Chenin Blanc Sauvignon Blanc. There is a dark chocolate version and a strawberry version to pair with a sparkling rosé. It sounds absolutely delicious, and it's only 50 Rand a head, Ilana.
Only 50 Rand per person, and it will take you about 30 minutes to complete, and then you're also welcome to taste some of the rest of our wines we have available. And it's really just something fun and quirky, nothing heavy, heavily romantic, you know. So even those that are against Valentine's Day, they're also welcome to come and join us. And it's for the whole month of February, it's not only for Valentine's Day. And while we're on the topic of water saving, please, people, save water, drink wine. Come to our farm and gather fabulous time.
Okay, Ilana Stradom, we won't talk about how much water it takes to make wine. We'll save that for another day. Ilana is the marketing manager at Stellenbosch Hills. You will find that fun-sounding wine and popcorn tasting on the 14th of Feb. In fact, the whole day between 9 and 5, 50 Rand per person. You'll find the farm on the corner of the R310 and Flottenburg Road, close to Stellenbosch. And for more information, please visit stellenboschhills.co.za. All our other restaurant encounters are going up onto the website and Facebook page. Please do look for the article we'll post after the show.